Gilleleje Church, a terrible day for all of Gilleleje. Kjeldgaard Jensen was the parish priest of Gilleleje. In early October 1943, he and his wife received a phone call from a Reverend Bartholdy in Copenhagen. He told them about the many Jewish refugees that would soon be arriving in Gilleleje. On Confirmation Sunday, October 3rd, he gave a sermon in which he outlined the duty of the church to object to the persecution of the Jews. He would later willingly make the church loft available as a hiding place for the many refugees that came to the village.
The sculptor Gerda Tune Andersen will now explain the meaning of the memorial plaque.
Vevaresha, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. This is also called the Aaronic blessing that the high priest Aaron read to the Israelites at the temple service. The Christian church uses this Jewish prayer at the end of a church service.
Church records of Gilleleje.
The 5th of October 1943 was a terrible day for all of Gilleleje. This was the day the German occupation forces carried out a raid looking for any Jews in the village. This was repeated during the following days, and many known and previously unknown Jews, estimated at 1,200 to 1,300, had taken refuge here, both in private houses and, unfortunately, also in the church loft and parish hall. Unluckily for us, the Gestapo and police forces stormed these premises. I, the undersigned parish priest, had been up in the loft on numerous occasions to help and give comfort in the desperate situation that had unfolded. Probably 100 Jews were taken to Horserode prison camp, from which they have since left, but for where? Signed, Kjeldgaard Jensen.
Kjeldgaard Jensen and his wife were forced to go into hiding. The events that occurred during the night between October 6th and 7th left the priest scarred for the rest of his life. He felt a personal responsibility for the people who had been captured in his church, and the traumatizing events during the war were a major factor leading to his premature death in 1952.